Chapter 23 of the Mission of the Holy Ghost 50 days after Christ's resurrection. 41. Thereafter, having confirmed the disciples and having sojourned with them 40 days, he ascended up into heaven, as these same persons were beholding him. And on the completion of 50 days from his resurrection, he sent to them the Holy Spirit, for so he had promised, by whose agency they were to have love shed abroad in their hearts, to the end that they might be able to fulfill the law, not only without the sense of its being burdensome, but even with a joyful mind. This law was given to the Jews in the Ten Commandments, which they call the Decalogue. And these commandments again are reduced to two, namely that we should love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and that we should love our neighbor as ourselves. For that on these two precepts hang all the law and the prophets. The Lord himself has at once declared in the gospel and shown in his own example. For thus it was likewise in the instance of the people of Israel, that from the day on which they first celebrated the Passover in a form, slaying and eating the sheep, with whose blood their doorposts were marked for the securing of their safety from bay. From this day, I repeat, the 50th day in succession was completed, and then they received the law written by the finger of God, under which phrase we have already stated that the Holy Spirit is signified. And in the same manner, after the passion and resurrection of the Lord, who is the true Passover, the Holy Ghost was sent personally to the disciples on the 50th day, not now, however, by tables of stone significant of the hardness of their hearts, but when they were gathered together in one place at Jerusalem itself, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as if a violent blast were being borne onwards, and there appeared to them tongues cloven like fire, and they began to speak with tongues, in such a manner that all those who had come to them recognized each his own language. For in that city the Jews were in the habit of assembling from every country wheresoever they had been scattered abroad, and had learned the diverse tongues of diverse nations. And thereafter, preaching Christ with all boldness, they wrought many signs in his name. So much so that as Peter was passing by, his shadow touched a certain dead person, and the man rose in life again. 42. But when the Jews perceived so great signs to be wrought in the name of him, whom partly through ill will and partly in ignorance they crucified, some of them were provoked to persecute the apostles who were his preachers, while others, on the contrary, marveling the more at this very circumstance, that so great miracles were being performed in the name of him whom they had derided as one overborne and conquered by themselves, repented and were converted, so that thousands of Jews believed on him. For these parties were not bent now on craving at the hand of God temporal benefits and an earthly kingdom, neither did they look any more for Christ, the promised King, in a carnal spirit. But they continued in immortal fashion to apprehend and love him, who in mortal fashion endured on their behalf at their own hands sufferings so heavy and imparted to them the gift of forgiveness for all their sins, even down to the iniquity of his own blood, and by the example of his own resurrection unfolded immortality, as the object which they should hope for and long for at his hands. Accordingly, now mortifying the earthly cravings of the old man, and inflamed with the new experience of the spiritual life, as the Lord had enjoined in the gospel, they sold all that they had, and laid the price of their possessions at the feet of the apostles, in order that these might distribute to every man according as each had need. And living in Christian love harmoniously with each other, they did not affirm anything to be their own, but they had all things in common, and were one in soul and heart toward God. Afterwards these same persons also themselves suffered persecution in their flesh at the hands of the Jews, their carnal fellow countrymen, and were dispersed abroad to the end that, in consequence of their dispersion, Christ should be preached more extensively, and that they themselves at the same time should be followers of the patience of their Lord. For he who in meekness had endured them, enjoined them in meekness to endure for his sake. 43. Among those same persecutors of the saints the Apostle Paul had once also ranked, and he raged with eminent violence against the Christians. But subsequently he became a believer and an apostle, and was sent to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, suffering in that ministry things more grievous on behalf of the name of Christ than were those which he had done against the name of Christ. Moreover, in establishing churches throughout all the nations where he was sowing the seed of the gospel, he was wont to give earnest injunction that, as these converts, coming as they did from the worship of idols, and without experience in the worship of the one God, could not readily serve God in the way of selling and distributing their possessions, They should make offerings for the poor brethren among the saints who were in the churches of Judea, which had believed in Christ. In this manner, the doctrine of the apostle constituted some to be, as it were, soldiers, and others to be, as it were, provincial tributaries, while it set Christ in the center of them like the cornerstone, in accordance with what had been announced beforetime by the prophet, in whom both parties, like walls advancing from different sides, that is to say from Jews and from Gentiles, might be joined together in the affection of kinship. But at a later period, heavier and more frequent persecutions arose from the unbelieving Gentiles against the Church of Christ, and day by day was fulfilled that prophetic word which the Lord spoke when he said, "Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves."